September 30th, King Richard II of England's finest hour, aged 14 years. On this day in 1399, King Richard II of England was forced to abdicate in favour of his cousin, Henry Bolingbroke. Acceding to the throne at the age of just 10, Richard had played a major part in suppressing the peasants' revolt at the age of 14. But upon the death of the influential John of Gaunt in 1399, Richard had to move swiftly to disinherit Gaunt's son, Henry Bolingbroke, who was also claiming the throne. Henry fought back against little resistance, and Richard was finally deposed and locked up in Pontefract Castle, where he died in February 1400. It's believed he was starved to death. Much of our view of Richard comes from Shakespeare's play Richard II, and most historians agree that it gives a fairly accurate account of the events. Here is a part of dying John of Gaunt's speech taken from that play. They're lines that can make strong men weep. Here is John of Gaunt talking about England. This royal throne of kings, this sceptred isle, this earth of majesty, this seat of Mars, this other Eden, demi-paradise, this fortress built by nature for herself against infection and the hand of war, this happy breed of men, this little world, this precious stone set in a silver sea, which serves it in the office of a wall, or as a moat defensive to a house, against the envy of less happier lands, this blessed plot, this earth, this realm, this England, this land of such dear souls, this dear, dear land, dear for her reputation through the world, is now leased out, I die pronouncing it, like to a tenement or pelting farm, that England that was wont to conquer others, hath made a shameful conquest of itself. That speech was written 500 years ago, but it has a terrible relevance and resonance today. But today I give thanks for the love I have for my country.